A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord says this, I am coming to gather the nations of every language. They shall come to witness my glory. I will give them a sign and send some of their survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Put, Lud, Moshech, Rosh, Tubal, and Javan, to the distant islands that have never heard of me or seen my glory. They will proclaim my glory to the nations. As an offering to the Lord, they will bring all your brothers in horses, in chariots, in litters, on mules, on dromedaries, from all the nations, to my holy mountain in Jerusalem, says the Lord. Like Israelites bringing oblations in clean vessels to the temple of the Lord. And some of them I will make priests and Levites, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
Go out to the whole world and proclaim the good news. Go out to the whole world and proclaim the good news. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Go out to the whole world and proclaim the good news. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Go
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Have you forgotten that encouraging text in which you are addressed as sons? My son, when the Lord corrects you, do not treat it lightly, but do not get discouraged when he reprimands you. For the Lord trains the ones that he loves and punishes all those that he acknowledges as his sons. Suffering is part of your training. God is treating you as his sons. Has there ever been any son whose father did not train him? Of course, any punishment is most painful at the time and far from pleasant, but later, in those on whom it has been used, it bears fruit in peace and goodness. So hold up your limp arms and steady your trembling knees and smooth out the path you tread. Then the injured limb will not be wrenched. It will grow strong again. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Through towns and villages, Jesus went teaching, making his way to Jerusalem. Someone said to him, Sir, will there be only a few saved? And he said to them, Try your best to enter by the narrow door, because I tell you, many will try to enter and will not succeed. Once the master of the house has got up and locked the door, you may find yourself knocking on the door, saying, Lord, open to us. But he will answer, I do not know you, where you come from. Then you will find yourself saying, We once ate and drank at your company and taught in our streets. But he will reply, I do not know where you come from. Away from me, all you wicked men. Then there will be weeping and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves turned outside. And men from the east and west, from the north and south, will come to take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Yes, there are those now last who will be first, and those now first who will be last. The Gospel of the Lord.
Our dear friends, the Gospel today asked a question: how many will be saved? That's a funny story I heard. Once a pastor said, everyone who wants to heaven, stand up. And the whole church stood up. And he said, those who want to go to hell, remain standing. And at the back of the church, an old man remained standing. The pastor asked, hello, gentleman, do you want to go to hell? He said, no, Father, I hate to see you go to there all by yourself. Because the priest was chanting. So how many will be saved? Actually, when we go to the football match, basketball, baseball, golf, any kind, the stadiums, the first begins in a wider gate. We can go very soon. Once we are getting near to the stadium, we should be line up. Each one has to show his or her ticket. The gates are very narrow. And Jesus was asked a question today: how many will be saved? And Jesus says, we have to pass through the narrow door. And Fulton J. Sheen, you might have read of his many books, he said once that we will have three surprises in heaven. The first surprise, we will be surprised to see that many people we expected to be in heaven are not there. The second surprise, we will be surprised to see that the people we never expected to be in heaven are there. And the third surprise, we will be surprised to see that we are in heaven. That is the answer to the question, who will be saved? As we know, many of the ancient cities are protected or covered by gates. Israel was protected by 12 gates, by two lines, the daytime. But they close all the wider gates the night. Only two gates, narrow gates, were opened with the guard in the night. And Jesus says, taking into that into account in the context, Jesus says, go through the narrow gate. And the Jews believed that the kingdom of God is only for the Jews, for the Israelites. The Gentiles would be shut out. Hence, Jesus' answer must have made a shock. And Jesus affirms that God wants all persons to enjoy eternal life. So he says, the salvation is an urgent matter. The narrow gates will not be always open. It will be closed because it is opened only a certain time and it will be closed. Therefore, we need to work for it. So Jesus says two things. The first one is, eternal salvation is the result of a struggle. Keep on striving to enter. And second is, we need sacrificial, selfless service to enter into. The salvation is not a past thing. The salvation is a past, it is a present, and it is a future. When we were baptized, it was a past. When we do good things, it is a present. And when we see Christ face to face, the last judgment, it is a future. So the salvation is all comprehensive. Narrow gates teach us that do not faint in mind. Sometimes nobody knows what pain one is undergoing. Even it is not easy to explain our pain to others. They may not understand it. But Jesus says, God never promised everything will be good, but he said, everything will be turned to good. Therefore, don't stuck into our pain. And the pain changes us. It's up to us. We can come out with the blame to God, blame on God, or we can come with a new fire. The pain is to increase our strength and energy in our life. Every painful situation, every narrow gate is to reach our goal. So friends, turn our pain into gain. The parable of the locked door, the end of the gospel, warns us that the time is short. Each day, seize entering and opportunities missed. How much do I gain from my pain? Even in the painful situation, we just add some pleasure. Then it will be a very pleasant thing. How conscious was in this day of numerous gift? How well did we respond to the opportunities to bear witness and serve in Jesus' name? Forgive each others, forget, do some good things, and take our pain not as an end. The pain is temporarily, because the one who is mighty than us is on the throne. He will turn our narrow gate into a very heavenly, glorious moment. Amen.